Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Rajratan Global Wire Limited, hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Rutuja. Good evening, all, and thank you for joining us for Rajratan Global Wire Limited fourth quarter of FY 2022 earnings conference call. During this call from the management side, we'll be hearing from Mr. Sunil Chordia, Chairman and MD, and Mr. Yashovardhan, Director, and Mr. Pranay Jain, CFO, Rajratan Thailand, and Mr. Hitesh Jain, CFO, Rajratan Media. I would now like to turn the call to the chairman for the opening remarks, followed by a Q&A. Sir, you may begin now.
Yeah. Good evening, friends, and thank you for joining this call. The year 2021-22 has been an eventful year for Rajratan as a whole. We continue our outperformance from financial year 2021 in the current year as well on almost all the fronts, production and sales volume, capacity utilization, revenue growth, margin and profitability, customer and employee satisfaction, employee productivity, plant productivity, new customer additions, and increasing wallet share with all the customers. All these factors have allowed us to deliver our best performance ever in nearly all our quarters and the year as a whole. The coming years are going to be equally eventful with our upcoming expansion at Thailand and new greenfield capacity at Chennai, which will help increase our local market share as well as cater to exports. We continue to outperform and work as a team to deliver value to our shareholders. In view of this strong performance, the board of directors have approved a dividend of rupees 2 per share for the year. Generally, I wanted to talk about what we discussed in the board. Now with me on the call are Yashovardhan Chordia. He has joined from Thailand. With me sitting in the same room is Hitesh Jain, our CFO, and Pranay Jain from Rajratan Thailand. Shailesh, I'm open to question answers now.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Sunil, fantastic performance for the entire year. Absolutely great. The execution has been amazing. Sir, I have a few questions. One is on the margins, and this is probably the biggest question. If I look at the gross margins per ton and EBITDA per ton over the last five, six years, you guys have done amazingly well. Now we are seeing. That was for bulk of that period, steel prices were not volatile at all. Now we are seeing a lot of volatility. Can you comment on your EBITDA per ton and gross margin per ton going forward? If you can give the numbers separately, what's the situation in India? What's the situation in Thailand? How much pass-through is being allowed where? Going forward, what's your sense? Second, sir, a related question on the margins. I have not seen such a margin expansion in any other industry, in any other company which uses steel as its input. Can you go into a little bit more detail as to how much of this expansion has come from more value addition, better pricing, better mix? If you can break down the improvements that you have seen, and also your internal efficiencies and also operating scale. If you can break that down, and going forward again, from an operational point of view, how do you see these margins going forward? Second question is on the expansion, sir. Any further updates? I'm just going through the press release. You have mentioned something, but if you have anything further to add, that would be enough. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Agastya. Right. You have asked everything. Let me tell you, yes, you have seen, expansion in margin, but it has not come by only charging higher price to customer. It has come because of lot of internal work we have done. We had expanded our capacity in India 2 years back, which has resulted into a very good quality, we have put up the world's biggest bead wire line. So our cost of conversion, our cost of making bead wire has drastically reduced. And when we use that capacity up to 90-95%, the cost further goes down. The variable cost also goes down along with the, fixed cost. So you are seeing the result of all that. And when you make good quality, you cater bigger quantity to better customer. You make better product where the prices are better. Like if I tell you broadly, the customer profile has also changed over last 3-4 years. So whatever improvement you are seeing is a net result of expanded capacity with reduced in variable cost, with improvement on efficiencies, with improvement on product quality, with further improvement on the product mix, including change in the customer profile. Okay, so right. It will be very difficult to give you exact number that how much has come from what action, but and that is why we have been able to pass on all the cost of raw material to our customers. And let me tell you, at this point of time, we are not expensive to our customers. We are even today very competitive compared to our local, competition as well as global competition. We are today supplying bead wire at lower price than what China supplies to them. We are supplying bead wire to our Indian customers at lower than what they can import from, Vietnam or Malaysia. So I don't see any reason for this to compress in the coming years. Yeah.
Great, sir. And sir, Q4 we have seen a small dip in margin. Is it completely because of commodity volatility?
Q4, you have seen dip in margin, maybe because we were not able to pass on the price increase which happened in month of February and month of March. So we had to absorb. We had a commitment to supply to our customers. As I have been telling in the past, our sales contracts are for quarterly basis and we buy raw material on a monthly basis. You have seen the steel market being very volatile. We had to absorb the price increases in the month of February and March, and which we are negotiating with the customers, and we have got some confirmations, some more are pending, and we'll take that differential in the current quarter. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Completely understandable. Sunilji, again, I must say, amazing performance. The execution has been amazing. And Yash, same thing for you. The Thailand performance has been like absolutely amazing. Please keep
and on. One big change here. That Thailand has also come at par in profitability with India. Okay.
Yes, sir. This used to be my question 18 months back. This used to be my question 18 months back. Kab aayega dono barabar? And you guys have
been
18 months.
Because Thailand has utilized capacity almost to 95% in the second half of the year. Now Thailand is increasing capacity to 60,000 tons this year, and you will see further improvements. Yeah.
Amazing, sir. All the best, sir. Thank you for answering my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Agastya. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Agastya.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah. Sunil sir, once again, heartiest congratulations on the wonderful set of results. So we are tracking this company for a long period of time now. So you stay committed to what you commit and then you deliver as well. So thanks for that. So it is really boosting our confidence on the company. Sir, well, my question is on a very generic side, sir. Like my stepping back and then thinking like the way that value migration is happening in terms of the automobile industry, right? Like electric vehicles and stuff, right? So are we seeing any threats in terms of the product alternates that is available or anything like that which you are seeing and maybe you are working towards it, which can add value to you? So any thoughts on that, sir?
Yeah, you know, there is a big change happening in automobile. World is moving towards electric vehicles, but we are not seeing any change in the tire. Tire will continue to be there, whether it is electric vehicle or it is a, you know, fuel or a vehicle with petrol and diesel. I was recently with a retired managing director of Goodyear 2 days back, and he said, अरे यार आपका प्रोडक्ट तो अगले 50 साल तक दिखने वाला है यू नो आई डोंट सी एनी विजिबिलिटी और एनी चेंज इन कंजम्पशन ऑफ लीड वायर सो आई गो बाय व्हाट आवर कस्टमर्स आर सेइंग ओके सो देयर इज नो चेंज इन द कस्टमर्स देयर इज नो रिसर्च बीइंग डन एज एन अल्टरनेट टू लीड वायर ऑफ कोर्स देयर आर इंप्रूवमेंट्स हैपनिंग इन द क्वालिटी ऑफ लीड वायर एंड द कस्टमर रिक्वायरमेंट्स आर चेंजिंग which we are very much in tune with. We are in the forefront of all those changes. So as of today, I can say that we are not seeing any change.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, another question. I saw in your note, press release, that the Thailand entity has got all the approvals and stuff. So is it, are you referring to the expansion that you are currently working on or what is this approval for?
No, I think Yashovardhan is there on the line and he should answer this question. Yashovardhan?
Yeah, thank you. So we are trying to refer to some customers where our product was under approval right now since the last 1 year. And we have got those approvals. So with the added capacity coming in the next 2-3 months, it will be more easier for us to push volumes for bulk supply to these customers.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. And another question. See, last time we also saw some mention on aluminium clad and optical fiber cable manufacturers. Like you are working on those lines as well in order to diversify your maybe product portfolio or what? Is there any update?
No, no, that was a little confusion. We are debottlenecking our heat treatment process in our Pithampur plant, which will ultimately increase the capacity, which has, and that added capacity will come up for this year. It is happening in this current month. You know, one furnace is starting, but that particular furnace is having some extra capacity. Okay. So we will be doing some, we'll be selling some patented wire, which is a raw material for aluminium cladded wire manufacturers. So there was a bit confusion in the language. My apologies for that. It is not a product we want to get into. There is no confusion. But we want to use some intermittent capacities of different processes. That is it. Yeah.
Perfect, sir. On a macro level, how is the demand that you're looking order pipeline and stuff, sir, like for the near future? How are you seeing? Like,
you see the tire capacities have increased, the manufacturing capacity. The big change which happened almost a year back or year and a half back, that Chinese tires got anti-dumping in India. So the tire capacities were increased by 20%. We have mentioned in our presentation to shareholders. And we continue to see the growth of tire market by 7-8% CAGR. That is how we are getting information from our customers. So that is the growth in India. Apart from that, Thailand also is growing. There are a number of Chinese companies. We are also getting approvals with, two more Japanese companies, one European company. And we also see possibilities of profitably exporting out of India. Thailand will not have the extra capacity to export because we are selling more material in the local market, which was the target. It took little while to get all those approvals and volume, but now it is happening. Yeah.
Great, sir. Great. So, sir, the FY22, I know that there were a lot of things that happened, and obviously you have given pleasant surprise to the investors by performing more than what is the expectancy was, right? So, what is your take on FY23, sir, as you look forward?
No, we will continue to grow. We are making a business plan to grow in volume. I can talk about only volume today, because prices have been volatile and raw material has been volatile. The fuel prices are volatile. So I will not talk about or make any commitment on the top line. But definitely we'll grow in volume both in India and Thailand. And we are looking at a increased volume of 20,000 to 25,000 tons in current year.
Great, sir. Thanks for answering all my questions and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Sir, heartiest congratulations on excellent set of numbers, sir. So my question was regarding the same point last you closed, was regarding the realization which have been improving since year on year from 65,000, 70,000 per ton to more than 1 lakh. So how do you see that ahead in this volatile situation? If at all realization or prices fall for raw material and realization comes down, would it be that we could manage to maintain this type of margins ahead?
Sanjay bhai, we are now approved with the best of the tire makers in the world. Whether you talk of Bridgestone, you talk of Yokohama, those customers don't change suppliers overnight, at least for the price reasons. Because beadwire is only 3% of their product cost.
Right.
And it has taken us long years to get to this position. So if any disruption happens, it will take again very long time. Okay. If tomorrow Sanjay Shah puts up a beadwire factory, it will take him equally long time. So if there is something to happen, it will take a disruption hone mein. And whatever work we have done, that will continue to give us this benefit for long time. We have put up world's biggest bead wire line, a 60,000 tons capacity. It is giving us very good quality. It is giving us much better cost. Okay. So I'm not afraid that tomorrow, for any reason, this will go down.
Can you highlight upon our Chennai plant? at what stage we already started civil and what will be the phase of our production and how it will pan out in the market?
We have done the groundbreaking in the first week of April, and work started on 15th, the civil construction work. We have placed orders for almost all the critical plant and machinery. Balance orders are in the pipeline, or at the planning stage and negotiation. All those discussions are happening. And our target is to roll out the first coil from Chennai before end of this financial year. So it may not be a significant quantity, but as a challenge, we want to achieve that in this financial year. Maybe a little bit of sales, but you can assume that this quantity will come up for sales in the next financial year. But for this year, there will be an increased availability of product from Pithampur, and for the balance three quarter, added capacity in Thailand will be used.
Right.
And that is how we are targeting additional sales of 25% in volume.
So in Chennai, we are setting up 60,000 ton capacity. So it will be done in phase manner, or next year the whole 60,000 will come into market?
No, it will take at least 2 to 3 years to achieve 60,000 tons volume. But we are putting up all the capacity. Okay, some balancing equipments will keep coming, but there is no phase-wise investment plan. In this product, you know, and we have been very clear about it, that overnight you can't sell such a big quantity. Okay, so sales will continue to grow from Chennai, but you know, I think in 3 years' time we should be able to utilize it to full capacity, maximum.
Great. Sir, my next question was to Mr. Yashoji, and complimenting his remarkable job what he has done, and taking this Thailand unit to these heights. Yashoji, my question was regarding, we have getting good market domestically in Thailand, which you mentioned. And that's why our export from Thailand has gone down. So how do you think to cater to the client outside Thailand? And do we have any plan to cater them from Chennai plant, or after increasing Thailand capacity, will be able to service rest of the world like Europe and US?
Yeah, thank you, Sanjay ji, for your good wishes and the question. In Thailand, our goal was to cater to the domestic market. Historically, we were supplying only 20% to the Thailand market. With the added capacity, our aim is to immediately target 35% to 40% of market share. We are the only domestic producer of bead wire in Thailand, and with the logistics issues and lot of uncertainty in supply chain for importing bead wire, our customers are requesting more volumes, and the capacity that we are adding is also in line with the demand of the product, the type of bead wire which is consumed in Thailand. So, and as a business case, Thailand supplies or business or sales in Thailand are always going to be much more profitable, because the entire cost of management supplying to a customer locally is very, very less. It is very safe, very stable. There is no volatility in terms of external factors, exchange rate, and logistics. Moving forward, export volumes will not go down, but it will remain the same. So year on year, we are doing about 12 to 15,000 tons of export volume. So tonnage-wise, they will remain the same. We might have an option where we are more selective of choosing the customers in export. So it gives us another opportunity to choose high value or high realization customers for the export market. The third part is, will we export from Chennai? Definitely yes. Our target is 50% of volume, or at least 40% volume of the Chennai capacity should be exported to Southeast Asian countries, European countries, and even to America. So the relationship that we've developed from Thailand with all these customers, we plan to supply from Chennai to all these customers in the future.
That's great. Really very helpful, and wish you good luck to
and
you.
Yes, Sanjayji, there is one more change globally. The Indian steel will remain more competitive compared to China or any other place in the world. Okay, and on that basis, we are targeting exporting from Chennai.
That's remarkable, sir. Remarkable. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a fantastic set of numbers. Our performance has been very consistent, and whatever you've guided, sir, you've delivered, or you've delivered at least more than whatever you've guided. So I have been tracking our company on the basis of spreads that we enjoy. So meaning the difference between realization per ton and the COGS per ton. So these spreads, as I observe, have constantly moved up. So from around 26,000 per ton in 2019 to 28,000, 30,000, and currently somewhere around 38,000 to 39,000 per ton. So how confident are we of maintaining the spreads, or and is there any scope of further better spreads from here onwards? That was my first question.
I think I answered this in first question, but let me again repeat that this spread has not come because we are charging, overcharging our customers. We are still very competitive. Okay, our customers are happy and satisfied with our quality and our price. Okay, I don't see any reason for them to not to give us this competitive, you know, price.
Okay.
The reason for better spread and profitability is that we internally we have done a lot of work. Okay. First is huge capacity. And in this product, using a higher capacity, making the same product on a very bigger line reduces the cost of production. Okay. So I can claim that we are the lowest cost producer of bead wire in the world today. Okay. I have, in my 25, 30 years, I have seen, I have competed with Chinese suppliers. I have seen worst of the times. I have seen when we were supplying bead wire at a conversion of only $200 or $250, okay, on a total spread, which today is almost $500, okay. So, I am not scared. It will continue.
Okay, fantastic. Sir, another question was whether are we seeing the Aradhya steel capacity coming back into the market, and whether our competitors, have they announced any capex going ahead? Because I believe Tata Steel and the Tata Wires had announced the capex, but not specifically in the bead wires. If you can just give some update on that, if any.
Yeah, for Tata, this is a very small business. Of course, they can increase the capacity anytime. It depends on the focus and their priorities. But as a Tata is a huge company, a very good competition to us. As of today, I don't see them increasing capacity soon. Okay. Talking about Aradhya, which was taken over by another company through NCLT, they continue to, they are making bead wire, but they will have to go through this difficult phase of approvals and learning to make a good quality, okay? And okay, you can understand making a smaller volume, 500 tons, 600 tons a month, or up to 1,000 tons a month against 5,000 tons we are making in one facility, their cost structure will be very different. So depends on how long they can sustain this kind of pressure. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then on the debottlenecking for the India capacity that you mentioned, so we've achieved around 75% kind of utilization for India capacity. So would this debottlenecking increase the overall capacity, or it will help us achieve a higher utilization?
Exactly, it will help us achieve a higher utilization.
Okay. Okay. So the overall capacity will not go up, right? From 72,000.
No, will not go. No. It will remain 72,000. There was a change in the product mix, so we have to put up a furnace, which is now being fired last week, and the product will come out of that furnace by end of this month, and we will get with that debottlenecking. We have made a business plan to do 66,000 tons this year.
Okay. So this patented wire that you mentioned, it is a different product category for us? Or is it the...
It is not a finished product, but it is always good to use some idle capacity, okay? And reduce the overall cost. And reduce the overall, fixed cost burden on the company, which we smartly do every time, okay? But as an analyst or as an investor, you should not bother much about it.
So, you mentioned that this is idle capacity that we plan to use. So, are we not seeing a demand for our existing lead wire in the current market or...
As you know, in Pithampur, we also make black wire for different applications. So we were not able to do much of that product in last 2 years because bead wire demand was higher and we were catering to better customers. But we also have a commitment and a plan to continue catering to those customers. So with this debottlenecking, both the products will have a flexibility of growth, okay?
Okay.
With changing product mix also.
So now we'll be able to use the black wire capacity for making bead wire?
No, more of black wire can be made, and from that furnace, more of the thinner sizes of bead wire can also be made, yeah.
Okay. Lastly, if you can just give me the breakup between bead wire and black wire for the India volume for the entire financial year FY22, the 54,007.
Roughly, it is close to 50,000 tons of bead wire and 5,000 tons of black wire.
Okay. So through this exercise, we should be able to get higher utilization from our black wire capacity.
Yes. So this year plan is about 10-11,000 tons of black wire and 55,000 tons of bead wire.
Okay, got it. And sir, lastly on the Chennai expansion, can you just help us understand how much capacity will come online in phase one?
No, I told you in the previous question, it is not a phase-wise investment. We have got ourselves registered for PLI benefit for 60,000 tons capacity with an investment plan of 300 crores. And of course, the machines will be put up in phase manner, but there is no phase-wise, production planning. Production planning is phase-wise, but CAPEX planning is continued.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on the USA, we were trying to get inroad into that market and we were getting a lot of inquiries as well from that market. So have we started our product approval for that market, or if you can just give some insight into that?
Yeah, not very serious efforts are made. Up till now, even today we are supplying. We are supplying close to 500-600 tons of material to US market, and these are the customers who have come to us. Okay, we have not yet made efforts to reach out to customers and asking for approval and all that. We will do that to utilize our capacity in Chennai. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah. Thank you, Manan. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Reddy from Polisani Enterprises. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, Saket, good.
During the quarter, we've seen some news reports about Rajratan being in, going in a partnership with two other companies for Mittal Corp. Any comments on that, sir? Any rationale for that?
Yes, we have, taken the NCLT documents. We have visited the capacity because they make wire rod. But as of today, there are no serious plans to get into it. We wanted to be in the game because something happening in our area, we should know it, okay, what is happening. So not a serious effort.
Okay. And my last question, sir, what's going on with Michelin? Any update on, last update was we've sent some trial samples for them.
Yeah. So samples are approved. Few small lots are approved. Now we are in the bulk trial phase with them. So they will take 10 loads, 10 truckloads of wire from us. They have placed order for some 30 coils. So there will be 10 batches of 30 coils each, which will go to them, which may take anything from 6 to 8 months' time. They will consolidate the performance of all this product we supply to them. They will do all the disruptive testing of tires and make a report, which will be sent to the R&D center. And then we hope to get full approval by end of this financial year.
One last question, sir. In the presentation, you mentioned four clients for which you got approvals for the Thailand plant. Say, for example, we want to supply sort of cater to them from the Chennai plant as well in FY24, for example.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Saket, but your voice is sounding really low. Can you speak a little louder, sir?
Just a minute. Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, the four companies that you've highlighted in the presentation, let's say we want to supply to them from the Chennai plant as well, say maybe in 24 or 25. Do we have to go for the approval cycle again, or is it fungible for us?
No.
Yeah, Saket.
It is. I'll let Yashovardhan answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Saket, these are companies, three of them are domestically present in Thailand, Chinese companies, and one of them is a company in Finland. We have already applied for approval process from our India plant. So we might have to go for a separate approval, but that approval is not going to be a very lengthy one. It's considered to be more of a process approval where they just try a couple of coils from the other factory, and it finishes in about a couple of months. So it's not a very lengthy exercise as compared to the initial approval.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That'll be all.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahawla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening, and thank you for taking my question. Just wanted to clarify.
Alisha, I'm sorry to interrupt, ma'am. Can you speak a bit louder?
Sure. Am I audible now?
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So just a clarification to an earlier question. The debottlenecking, like you mentioned, will help us improve our utilization level. So currently, we're at 75 odd, and we can go up to 90 after this. Is my understanding correct?
The utilization percentage?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely, yes.
Okay. Because our aspiration is 20-25% volume growth, so this debottlenecking shall help us achieve it because Chennai will come towards the end of the year.
Correct. Correct. So this year, the volume will come from this debottlenecking and added capacity in Thailand.
Okay. And the Thailand capacity that we're adding, we're going from 40 to 60. The incremental 20,000, are we expecting it to be utilized over 2 years?
Yes,
no. I think we should be able to utilize it in 1 or maximum 2 years.
Okay. 1 to 2 years. Understood. And what is the total CapEx that we're looking to do between Thailand, Chennai, and the debottlenecking?
Debottlenecking has, we have invested about 15 crores in that in the last financial year, and some more will happen now, which is a kind of maintenance CapEx, you can call it. Chennai, we are planning to invest 300 crores for a full capacity of 60,000 tons. And Thailand, we are completing the project in 75 to 80 crores of investment, which is happening, which is work in progress.
And if you can just also help quantify what will out of this be capex for 23, the entire Chennai 300 will be spent in this year plus part of Thailand?
No, the remaining of Thailand, which may be 25-30 crores, Pranay or Yashodhan will give the exact number. But Chennai, we have already invested in the land in last financial year. We have spent on giving advances to plant and machinery. And, you know, but this 300 crores will be spent in next 2 years, current financial year and the next financial year.
Okay. But so if you can still quantify in 23, are we looking at 100 crores kind of capex or even slightly more than that?
More than that, because Chennai will consume more capex and the balance investment of Thailand will also be there. So roughly I can say from the last balance sheet to the next balance sheet, there will be a capex of 150 crores
okay.
in Thailand and India. Yeah.
Okay.
Very ballpark number I am giving you.
That's fine.
I have not done the detailed work yet. Yeah.
That's fine. And just one last question. Are we taking any incremental debt for this capex that we're doing?
We have already got a sanction of 100 crores from two banks. Okay, we have availed very small amount of debt up till now. So we will avail that and we don't see or we don't need any more debt. You can see that debt has come down from last year in spite of our investing in Chennai, our investing in Pithampur. So we are working on all the possible, you know, methods to reduce the overall debt on the company. Yeah.
Sure. And one last question, if I may squeeze in. Just wanted to know what is giving us the confidence for this 20% plus kind of volume growth. While I can see 22 and it could be because 21 was slightly affected. But even if I go back and see, I think 10-15% was the kind of volume growth that we used to do. So what is giving us this confidence that we'll continue with the 20% plus volume growth?
More of it is gut feeling. Okay. And the confidence we get from the discussion with customers. Okay. We are in constant touch with customers. I have never seen customers coming to Rajratan to buy bead wire. Whatever we sold in US market, we didn't make any effort. Whatever we are selling in, you know, throughout the year, we were short of capacity. Throughout the year in Thailand, we were short of capacity. So with this debottlenecking, added capacity in Thailand, and of course, we'll make efforts to sell now. So 20,000 tons or 25,000 tons additional volume is possible, not a difficult target.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just a small clarification. You said this 300 crore capex for Chennai will be spent over next 2 years. So just wanted to some clarification that completion is by FY23 end. So there I got a little confused. Can you just elaborate?
Maine ye kaha. The first coil will be rolled in this year. Okay. It is not completion of the project. It is starting the production. So you can have two dates. One is starting the production, which can happen by 60-70% capex. And the balance, you know, the modular machines can keep coming and keep getting installed. Okay. This product doesn't sell overnight. It is not that I will switch on the 60,000 tons capacity and next day I'll sell, you know, 5,000 tons on a monthly basis. No. It will grow from 0 to 60,000 tons in 3 years' time. So the investment will also be spreading over 2 years.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the near term, do we expect any challenges on supply chain demand, particularly Q1 FY23?
I told you that last year tire companies have grown in volume by 20%, and this year they are projecting a growth of 7-8%, and that is what we have factored in our business plan. So even if the automobiles don't do very well, but whatever automobile we have which are running on the roads will continue to run. Okay, the commercial vehicles, the cars. So 70% of the tire demand comes from consumption of tire, not the first tire fitted on the vehicle.
Okay, sir. And any supply chain side, any challenges are we expecting in near term?
For our raw material?
Yes, sir, for our raw material.
No, we have tied up this requirement majorly with JSW. We are also buying from two more sources in terms of supplies if there is a delay, and our raw material suppliers are also growing. JSW has started a new wire rod mill, and now they'll be making 2 million tons of wire rod every year. So they also want a customer like Rajratan. Okay, so we have an agreement with them for next year also for a big volume.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, yeah. Anurag, yeah.
Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Devansh from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, and thanks for such a detailed disclosure and answers to all the questions. So just wanted to understand what is our direction in export market, which, you know, we are trying to crack, as in, if you can specifically tell us the region, the targeted regions in the near term and medium term, and our current market share in that region. So for Thailand, you have been very explicit, and we already know that you're 25%, and we'll go for 35-40% market share. But in other regions, what is the what are we expecting from those regions, and what are the efforts we are trying to make?
Yeah. So, you know, we are. Let hear, Shobhan. Good.
Yeah. So, you know, we are quite strong in Sri Lanka right now, which might get affected for the short term, but customers are giving us assurance that there's no need to worry, and we have assurance from them. Otherwise, from Thailand, we have a lot of strong relationship with Indonesian customers, Vietnam, Malaysia, these areas. Plus, historically, we used to also supply from Thailand to Taiwan. But as Thailand gets focused towards domestic market, we are trying to push volumes from India, and we will try to push from Chennai when the plant is ready. So, overall, in terms of the Southeast Asian market share, I would say in every country, we would target to be suppliers to about 20% of the country's consumption. Other than that, we are regular suppliers to a couple of customers in Europe. From those customers, we've already got approval from our Indore facility, and we are also in discussion with them that once Chennai comes in, they will approve that facility also. But to be very honest, we still need to map European and American markets in detail, and then take targets of how much we can target to cover in those areas.
Okay. And in terms of cost differential in Thailand, where would, since we see that we are the lowest cost producer in comparison to second player, what would be the production cost comparing, or let's say, selling price differential, which is there at the moment?
You mean our selling price as compared to the competitors?
Yeah, the second player. Just a directional number.
Yeah. So, generally, you know, at many places, we are also able to get better or even the same price than our competitor. There are customers where we can get bigger share of volume. That is where maybe we keep a discount of 1,000 baht per metric ton. but there's not a big gap. But yes, lately customers have started giving us quite good price because there's a lot of surety we give them. A lot of service that we are able to provide them domestically in Thailand, like maintaining stock for them, attending to any issues immediately. So, just to give you an example, customers like Sumitomo Yokohama don't hesitate in giving an additional 2,000-3,000 baht or even more to Rajratan because of what we are able to do as a domestic supplier.
And Devansh, just to remind you, we are the only suppliers in Thailand. And with the huge logistic challenges we have seen in the business, global business, they prefer to buy locally. Okay.
Okay. Okay. And we mentioned that, you know, we are able to value add in the beadware, and that is helping us command premium pricing. So, I mean, how, let's say from a customer's point of view, how does he measure, like what is the benefit for him in his tire production or his quality of tire to the value add that we are doing and that is helping us charge higher? So just a few anecdotal examples if you can give.
No, let me
tell
you. You know, it is only 3% of the tire cost. So they want a consistent supplier. They want a reliable supplier. So that is the biggest value add we are giving to them. Okay. With logistic challenges across the globe, companies have suffered for want of various raw materials in their factories. Okay. So they don't want to import everything into the country and depend their production on that import. Okay. So containers were not available, ships were not available. So these are the reasons that they don't mind even giving some premium. But we are not targeting premium, we are targeting bigger business with them.
Okay. And when we say that we have increased our mix towards higher quality of customers, so I mean, how does the, I mean, if you have to look at the range of gross profit per ton for the, you know, the most premium end and lower end, where does that band lie?
No, Yokohama gives a better price than a local Thai company. That's the example. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now our quantities, bigger quantities go to Yokohama. Similarly in India, the bigger volume goes to MRF, not to a Ralston tire in, you know, Ludhiana. So this
correct.
Is the difference.
Correct. Thank you a lot, sir, for the detailed explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohil Gandhi from PPFAS Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Congratulations on the great performance. Just a couple of questions. What would be the Indian market size and what is our market share right now in India?
The Indian market size is about 120,000 tons, which includes cycle tire companies. Okay, and our market share in auto tire companies is close to 45%, 48%. Yeah.
Okay. And could you give the market size for the export countries and Thailand as well, where we're currently exporting to? And what our market share would be roughly over there?
No, that detail, as Yashovardhan told in the previous question, those detailed mapping is required, but we will say we are dominant suppliers in India. We are becoming a dominant supplier in Thailand and other markets except Sri Lanka. We are very fractional suppliers. So with availability of more quantity, we will make efforts to map the total market, target a bigger market share. But up till now, we have not done that exercise. And if we are talking of Europe and America, it is the market share is only the tip of the iceberg. It's a huge market and we are only supplying very fractional percentage there.
Right. So this leads me to my next question. What are the hurdles apart from capacity expansion? I guess that would be your biggest hurdle, but is there anything else that is stopping you from aggressively pursuing the US and European markets And also, if you were to do that in the future, what would your strategy be? Since you're talking more localized products, would you be thinking of setting up manufacturing plants in those countries or exporting from India only?
Right now, the focus will remain to export from India and capture those customers. Making in Europe will always be very expensive. We are not sure whether that is feasible because a lot of suppliers of bead wire in Europe are closing down. Our earlier joint venture partner has shut down bead wire business last year. Okay? So I don't think it will be wise to think of making in Europe, but all those analysis and evaluations will be done later. You know, right now we have not reached that level of business.
Understood. And just on that question, what is stopping you from aggressively pursuing these markets?
Sorry, come again?
So, yeah, I'll just answer that.
Sure.
I'll just answer that. So for the short term, the capacity that we are building in for the next 1 year in India, we have done it. In Thailand, we have done it. We have a clear plan and identified customers who are our existing customers. Now, till the time we don't have a vision of capacity building up in Chennai, which will take some time, it's not advisable to reach out to customers and start inquiries because we don't have any product to offer. So Thailand capacity expansion will get utilized. India also definitely will get utilized within India, the Indore capacity. And once Chennai comes in, we will aggressively start mapping countries.
Understood. And just one last question, if I may. Would you have to go through another approval cycle if you're present with the same company in a different country? So if you say you're going to Europe and you've not catered to that, would you have to go through the approval process again?
If it's a new factory like Chennai, we might have to go for an approval process, but because we know the customer, we know their requirements, and we are existing suppliers to them from another location, it will not take too much time. If it's an entirely new customer, it will take some time to get approval.
Understood. Thanks so much, and wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rohil.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anika Mittal from Nvest Research. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for giving me another opportunity. Sir, one last question from my side. Sir, you know that EV vehicles also consume tire, and obviously they need bead wire. That's what you said. And in fact, you also highlighted that the quantum quantity would be more than what it is currently used for fossil fuel vehicles, right? So are you started supplying to any of the EV vehicle manufacturers specifically for those bead wires, sir?
No, we are just trying to. Okay.
Sorry. If you want to answer that, you can go ahead.
No, no. Better.
Yeah. So we are supplying to tire companies, and tire companies would decide which tire goes to EV vehicles and which goes to the petrol and diesel-driven vehicles. There is no technical change as of today, any drastic change in the bead wire specification, which is only for EV. It's not something like that. But definitely, moving forward, tire companies have shared their requirements. An EV vehicle would require the tires to make as less noise as possible because there's no noise that is going to come from engines. They will have to be designed. The tires will have to be designed to carry more weight, the battery weight. And there are certain discussions where the quality of bead wire or the tensile strength needs to be more. It needs to be a jointless wire. So our production processes need to be aligned and need to be more aware of the nitty-gritties of bead wire. So what we understand that the quality requirements would become even more stringent from our customers if the tires are going into EV in the future. But there's nothing that we are not sure about. All these things are our daily practices, and we'll be able to meet their requirement. And I think this eventually makes it easier for an existing bead wire supplier rather than somebody who's coming new and making a high technology bead wire.
Great. So what, in nutshell, you are saying that there is some bit of changes which might be required as it is evolving still, but that is manageable from your side. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, yes, definitely. It's very well manageable. Maybe we are even making it for our Japanese customers. Maybe the requirements would start becoming the same for other customers also.
Great. Thanks. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, I wanted to ask if we've been reading about power shortages across India and several states. So are we facing any such issue for our India or Thailand units?
No, I have not seen any power shortage in Madhya Pradesh where we are located, and Chennai we will experience after 1 year.
Okay. Sorry?
Yeah, Thailand also there is no shortage or no disruption in terms of production due to power.
Okay, great. Secondly, as per our company experience, we've observed that 60,000 ton capacity is an ideal capacity, thereby leading to lowest cost producer. So now with Thailand moving to 60,000 kind of a capacity, can there be further improvement in the performance or profitability of Thailand?
Yes, definitely. That volume leverage will help us with a better conversion cost. The product mix also will eventually help us to have a better conversion cost than today. And also our focus towards the domestic market would eventually help us to reduce on the logistics cost overall. So all these three factors would, I'm very confident that the costs would go down with the added capacity.
Okay, great. And lastly,
and in terms of fixed cost, there is no major plan for us to increase any manpower. It's not that we're going to increase in a sizable way. We are only looking at increasing 20-25 operators to run the new capacity. So.
Okay, wonderful. Got it. And lastly, post our Chennai expansion, globally based on capacity, where would Rajratan stand?
So we would be the world number two in terms of capacity for bead wire, and 180,000 would roughly amount to 19% or 20% of the world's bead wire requirement.
Okay, and number one would be at what capacity?
You know, some data from China is difficult to estimate, but Picard has a bigger capacity at various places. So I'm not too sure of the exact number, but they would be the world's biggest manufacturer of bead wire.
Okay. Thank you so much, and all the best for the coming years.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much for taking my question, sir. Just related to Thailand, what will be the target volume for FY23 for Thailand?
So we are targeting to sell 45,000 tons in the next in this financial year.
Yeah. And the production will start, means some benefit will start coming in Q1 itself?
No, I doubt production would start in Q1, but definitely production should start in July, which is first month of the Q2 quarter.
Okay. And so Q1 will have some benefit of higher volume from our LP plant and some... Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it will have. And some benefit of whatever the lag in there in the price increase, which we will have both in India and Thailand both.
Correct, correct.
Okay, sir. Okay. Great. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Sumit. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surat Salif, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, yes, you
are. Sir, thanks for this opportunity. I would like to understand the order status right now with our company, Rajaratan. I mean, Rajaratan is seeking the order or we are completely overloaded with the order?
No, we have an annual understanding, and according to that understanding of volume, we are 90% booked, okay? And there are little fluctuations on a quarterly basis or monthly basis, so that is why I am saying 90%.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, we can say that we are getting the order, but we are rejecting due to the current capacity. Lack of capacity, you can say?
It is not rejecting. Depends on who the customer is. Like, we are not able to cater to the cycle tire manufacturers bigger quantities. We supply very small quantities where the prices are also not as good as what we supply to an auto tire. So, with the capacity constraints, we are not able to give to every segment and every customer. That's it.
Okay. So that means it's good sign for the company that we are favorable for the tire industry.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja for closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you all for attending this session. We especially thank the Rajaratan team for their time. Sir, would you like to make any closing comments, sir? Sunil, sir?
Yeah, so once again, thank you all the investors, the analysts, the mutual funds, and the people joined from different organizations for, reposing your faith in Rajaratan, and we will continue to outperform in the coming months, coming quarters, coming years. So keep watching us. And once again, thank you for your time and your interest in Rajaratan. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Bye.